This is the brief on launching a Sonoran Xeriscape seminar series for your HOA. This educational series helps us move from just talking about water-wise landscaping to taking real community-wide action, working with the intense Sonoran Desert rather than fighting against it. You wouldn't pick out the curtains before pouring the foundation, right? Well, your HOA shouldn't start picking out desert plants before defining the landscape's actual purpose. First, establish that core foundation. For the initial 6 to 8 months, hold off on physical changes and strictly follow the core curriculum. Focus on defining the space's practical purpose, like walking paths or wildlife areas, and surveying localized microclimates, like intense reflected heat zones. Look, I know it's incredibly tempting to just rip out the turf and throw down gravel, but honestly, doing that is absolutely not a true Sonoran Xeriscape. Second, you've got to master passive water collection, because once you know your microclimates, you know exactly where to sink that water. Before you grade any dirt, map out how the water naturally moves. Then apply the golden rule of desert water retention. Slow it, spread it, and sink it. Using berms, swales, and rain basins literally turns infrequent, intense rainfall into stored soil moisture instead of just letting it run off the property. Finally, we transition into phase two customization. This is where communities shift to ongoing, highly customized seminars focused on specific desires, like shade trees, architectural succulents, or wildlife-friendly xeriscape. And since the desert is totally dynamic, I mean, trees grow, shade expands, and soils change, your landscape and your HOA's education must continuously adapt. Fully committing to the seminar series transforms your community from passive water consumers into active stewards of a thriving, self-improving desert sanctuary.